Lone Rider by Elsbeth Beard, read by Georgie Rogers. As I rode, the days and miles ticked past. I spoke to my bike, cajoling her with promises of an oil change and a clean air filter if she got me to Penang in time. It was the kind of bargain I'd struck many times since leaving London nearly 18 months earlier. With a couple of bags over my shoulder, the takings of a summer's pub work in my pocket, and yearnings for my ex-boyfriend in my heart, I'd departed carrying a widely ridiculed dream of riding a motorcycle right around the globe, something which, to my knowledge, no woman and few men had ever done. I treated my 9-year-old BMW R66 well, cared for my darling as I would any old lady with too many miles on the clock. More than 18,000 miles together, another 15,000 to go, just me and my girl. 5 nights earlier, I'd been in Chiang Rai, as far north as most travellers ventured in Southeast Asia in 1983. There, in the golden triangle of Laos, Burma, and northern Thailand, the mountain pastures were dominated by opium poppy growing and heroin production, scaring off most outsiders. But not me. On that golden southern Thai morning, I was riding on a small dusty country road between fields a few miles from the main highway that carried all the traffic up the peninsula from Malaysia, Singapore and Indonesia to Bangkok. My speed was creeping towards 60 miles an hour, too fast, and I knew it. But as on every previous day, I'd convinced myself that I was safe. So safe, I'd capitulated to the heat by removing my gloves. "We got away with it yesterday," I said to my girl, even though we'd shared dozens of near misses already. That's when I hit the dog. A flash of brown and white fur, two black eyes filled with terror, a thud. I didn't even brake. It appeared from nowhere and disappeared immediately. All I saw was a blurred collision of metal and hair. A dark green truck stacked high with baled goods had been approaching on the opposite carriageway, blocking my view of the far side of the road. As it passed, the dog shot out from behind it into my path. It never stood a chance, but it was big enough, a standard issue Thai mongrel the size of a German shepherd, to knock me clean off my bike. I smacked onto the tarmac. My breath catapulted out of me and everything slipped into slow motion as I slid on my back across the road, watching my bike trundle upright and riderless ahead of me into a ditch, out of sight. Dazed and breathless, I pushed myself up and stumbled to my feet, my ears ringing as I looked around for some remains of the dog. Nothing. My bike, however, was wedged against a tree in the ditch. My chances of reaching that boat in time no longer looked so good. I rushed over to my BMW, wanting to pull her free. I grabbed her front wheel, which was jammed against the tree, clasping the trunk between her front tyre and her exhaust outlets. I tugged as hard as I could. That's when the adrenaline wore off and I suddenly felt the pain. My hands, red raw, the skin scraped off both palms, were bleeding and screamed sore. I tried to ignore it, tried to tug again at the front wheel, but the pain was too much. I stopped and looked at myself properly for the first time. My trousers were badly torn, my thighs grazed, my right foot smashed up, but my leather jacket had saved my arms and shoulders. Thank God I'd been wearing my helmet. I was cut and bruised and smashed about with a bike I feared was wrecked, at a time long before the advent of mobile phones, internet, and email. I was 24 years old, a young architecture graduate with little experience of the world and hardly any money in my pocket. I was alone, 1,000 miles from anyone I knew, in a country whose language I didn't speak and couldn't read, on a road I didn't know.